If you ever tried to cut bread with a dull knife, then you know the essence of frustration in this world. If you've ever been in a situation where you tried to use something that was supposed to be sharp, but instead it didn't do its job, there's just not much more frustrating than that, like trying to cut something with dull scissors or whatever it is. And the irony about those things is whenever we want something to be sharp or sharper, it has to come up against something that it's equal or it's greater in terms of how strong it is. You ever notice that? Like if you want to sharpen a knife against leather, it's just not going to work because the knife and the metallic structure of the knife is stronger than the leather. And so when it butts up against it, it's going to cut through it, or, you know, toilet paper or whatever it is, it's just going to rip right through it. So when you want to sharpen something, you're going to need some kind of an edge that's stronger than the knife itself. I think God understands the importance of this in community, and this is Proverbs chapter 27. It's a super popular verse, but I want to tease out not just the really powerful section of it, but also the opposite of what we might think of when we talk about this verse. Proverbs 27, beginning at verse 17, says this: "Just like iron is used to sharpen iron, so one person can be used to sharpen another." Now, the Bible makes it explicitly clear when we talk about people who are influencing our life at the most core level that they should be of equal yoke to us. Meaning, can I have friends and acquaintances and people that I hang out with and go to football games with and stuff like that that don't necessarily align with every one of my core values or every one of my core beliefs? You better believe it. But the people who are speaking into my marriage, who are speaking into my worth and my identity, need to be people who are at least equally yoked to me or are able to pour into my life, which is why Titus and Philemon and these other books talk about the importance of us as Christians being taught by, mentored by, and discipled by people who are older than us. And why what you'll find a lot of times, especially in pastoral communities, is if a pastor doesn't have someone that's speaking into his life, whether it be because everyone goes, well, I can't talk into his life or whatever it is, that what you're going to find is someone who's not quite as sharp, who doesn't have that sharpening experience on a regular basis. And so that's where I think if you look at pastors around America right now, there's almost this epidemic of people dropping out of ministry or in some kind of a moral failure, because a lot of the times people go, well, dang, you're a pastor, what can I tell you, which is totally off. That just like anyone else, pastors need that sharpening too. And the Bible doesn't preclude that people can't be a part of that if they are teachers of the word or something else. And so this is for all of us, as iron sharpens iron. And I think sometimes we just see this as certain groups or certain people groups, but this is something that we all need to be sharpened by one another. The flip side of that is sometimes the way that we're sharpened by people isn't just that they come alongside us and go, keep going. But I think sometimes we're sharpened even by people's deficiencies around us. We're sharpened even when people fail us or they disappoint us or they hurt us. I think of times in my life where someone who was a friend of mine has hurt me, and through the process even of bringing it up and having that conflict and responding in love, or choosing sometimes to respond in anger or hatred, which can take you the opposite direction. It's almost like God says you need community, because in community you're going to do a lot of stuff. You're going to rejoice together, but you're also going to butt heads together. And sometimes in butting heads or in rejoicing or in confrontation or in conflict or in seasons of drought or seasons of plenty or seasons of trespass or seasons of tribulation or seasons of trial or seasons of pain or seasons of joy or seasons of rejoicing and all those things, if we choose to be by ourselves, we're not going to get the chance to butt up against people in our joy or run alongside them in our winning or to be corrected by them in moments of rebuke. So God says, make sure you've got a community around you all the time, that even in times where you don't want to be sharpened or you're not asking for sharpening, it's happening all the time, which means that my gift, my blade, my soul, my spirit is constantly either being sharpened by people around me who are pouring into me and making it better, or it's being dulled by a desensitization to issues in my life. No one's correcting issues that I have or pouring into deficiencies that everyone else can see, which is why scripture tells us again and again to be in community, because even wounds from a friend are better than kisses from the enemy, as another one of the Proverbs says. So let's lean into community and experience the sharpening that comes along with like-minded people.